Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right back from commercial. We were talking about this in the break, and you could speak to this. This is a great topic, I think, rather than just banging on Mahomes' injury and everything else. We were talking in the break about this. Like 5 years ago, the vilification of gambling from the leagues, and like, oh my gosh, it's the worst thing in the world. Now you go to a Penguins game or a Steeler game or a Pirate game or whatever in this city, and as part of the pregame report, up on the screen, there's like FanDuel odds and everything else. Yeah. How quickly we've embraced this is amazing.
Well, especially with your state allowing gambling. I'm in North Carolina, and we don't really embrace it quite like Pennsylvania has, right? I mean, and then it's funny. Every month we get the tweet about how much money New Jersey's making off their sports gambling. They're making a ton of money, right? There's people that I know that live in Manhattan that take the path into Hoboken, make wagers on their phone, and take the path back into New York City. Like, gambling is what we are. It's a huge part of sports, and I'm glad that leagues are embracing it. I think we're getting to a place where we're going to have ticket kiosks in the stadiums like we have in England for Premier League soccer, where you can go up to, Heinz Field, go up to a booth and place a wager, get a ticket right there in the stadium, and there's so much money in that. Imagine, you have a couple of drinks in you, you're not really a gambler, but you hate the Ravens, and the Ravens are in town, and you want to put a couple bucks on the Steelers to win the game. Like, there's so much revenue to be had by the leagues, by the states, that it's a no-brainer that we're finally accepting this is a reality.
Now that I don't have to say that, for entertainment purposes, if I want to put some money on the Chiefs right now, but if I want to put some money on the Chiefs right now, what am I looking at, and how has this impacted, them? Because, hey, maybe the Super Bowl favorite heading into the season.
Well, see, here's the thing. So my expectations for the Chiefs were the same as last season, which is they're going to lose the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, right? I didn't think they're going to the Super Bowl this year, which is much different than a lot of other Chiefs fans, a lot of other Chiefs, people that believed in the Chiefs. So, Mahomes being injured for however long that is, and it's interesting because he could be out all season, or he could be out 3 weeks. Those are the two kind of options. But everyone's reporting so far, without any information, he's going to only be out 3 weeks. So I just caution everyone that's reading things. Like, I don't think he's done the medical testing yet. It could be 3 weeks, or it could be the season. So, like, let's calm down and figure that out. But as far as, for the future of the Chiefs, look, Matt Moore, it's weird. I played with him in 2009 and 10. Now my brother's playing with him in 2019. That's how long he's played for.
Wow.
The last time he was a full-time starter, I think, it was 13 but with the Dolphins, but with us in 9 and 10. So he is a serviceable backup. Then we saw last night the offense moved. He hit Tyreek Hill for the touchdown. That was coming in cold, and he has not played football since 2017. He was off of football all last year. So I think he'll be fine in this offense. Remember, Andy Reid is an offensive wizard. He'll find ways with the weapons they have to get the ball in their hands and then make plays. Is it going to be as explosive as Pat Mahomes? No. But what Matt's going to do, he's not going to throw interceptions. You saw last night there wasn't even like a whiff of a ball being turned over. And he'll just guide the offense in a slow and steady manner to rely more on their run game, and hopefully their defense plays well. Are they going to be as good? No. Obviously, you cannot replace Pat Mahomes. But without just a couple of weeks, they have two tough games coming up, though, Packers and Vikings. You might take L's in those games, and then Pat comes back, and you're still in the thick of things for the playoffs.
You know what I'm not ready for as we talk to Jeff Schwartz? Just a couple more minutes. We're kind of on a short schedule today. But I'm not ready to watch these silly talking head shows, the back-and-forth argumentative shows today, and somebody try to tell me that the quarterback sneak is dumb. Talk to me about it as an offensive lineman. I'm not ready for that today.
It's funny because if you're on Twitter during games, I'm sure you guys are, there's the big analytics community, right? And everyone's like, sneak the ball, it's the best play ever. Sneak the ball, sneak the ball, sneak the ball, sneak the ball. And as soon as someone sneaks the ball and gets hurt, well, how stupid was that play? Guys, if Pat Mahomes is healthy enough to sit in the pocket and take hits, he's healthy enough to dive forward. This is not an injury because his ankle was hurt. It was a freak injury that happened at the bottom of a pile. That's, again, he barely got hit, right? He just got like a kneecap. The kneecap thing, it's a great play still. He's going to be fine. It's a freak thing that happens. He got the first down. yeah, it's going to be, it's hard to watch those shows. So, of course, we're going to get the usual whenever a team needs a quarterback conversation, which I think that conversation, honestly, I think it's going to be like the year 2095, and it's going to be like Pat Mahomes 3 is going to be playing for the Chiefs, and he's going to get hurt. Everyone's going to want Colin Kaepernick to come in still. It's going to be, I just don't know when this is going to end. Like, every time a quarterback gets hurt, that's what Twitter talks about. Like, I get it. He was blackballed. It's not fair. But it does us no good to talk about him coming back. It's not happening, guys. We got to stop doing it.
There we go. Jeff Schwartz, we're in a short time frame today. We appreciate it. Steelers are off. People don't know what to do in Pittsburgh with their weekend. They're just going to walk around aimlessly, I think, and then carry on. So that's that. Big Pitt game tonight, Jeff. Pitt and Syracuse.
Yeah, I had nothing for that. I'm sorry, guys.
I know. Yeah. I know.
All right, how about Michigan at Penn State? Yeah, same.
That's in Happy Valley, right?
Yeah.
I think Penn State are a 9-point favorite.
Yep, it's 9 right now, which is a big number in a Big Ten game.
Feels like a lot of points, doesn't it?
Heck yeah.
I think Michigan.
Okay. All right, there it is. Jeff, have a great rest of your... And by the way, the Carrier Dome is the worst venue in all of sports. Don't ever go there if you don't need to.
Syracuse is not on the list of places I ever want to travel, so I'm not terribly worried about it.
Think about it being 51 degrees, overcast, and a sprinkle of rain. It's like that about 290 days a year in Syracuse.
Yeah, I lived in Eugene, Oregon for 4 years. I know what that feels like.
Got it. All right, Jeff, thanks. We'll talk again.
See you, Jeff.
All right, take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.